Ezra chapter 1. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, in order that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus of Persia, so that he sent a herald throughout all his kingdom, and also in a written edict declared, Thus says King Cyrus of Persia, The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of those among you who are of his people, may their God be with them, are now permitted to go up to Jerusalem in Judah and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem. And let all survivors, in whatever place they reside, be assisted by the people of their place with silver and gold, with goods and with animals, besides freewill offerings for the house of God in Jerusalem. The heads of the families of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, everyone whose spirit God had stirred, got ready to go up and rebuild the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. All their neighbors aided them with silver vessels, with gold, with goods, with animals, and with valuable gifts, besides all that was freely offered. King Cyrus himself brought out the vessels of the house of the Lord that Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and placed in the house of his gods. King Cyrus of Persia had them released into the charge of Mithridath, the treasurer, who counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. And this was the inventory: gold basins 30, silver basins 1,000, knives 29, gold bowls 30, other silver bowls 410, other vessels 1,000. The total of the gold and silver vessels was 5,400. All these Sheshbazzar brought up when the exiles were brought up from Babylonia to Jerusalem. Ezra chapter 2. Now these were the people of the province who came from those captive exiles whom King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had carried captive to Babylonia. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, all to their own towns. They came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Realiah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Beanah. The number of the Israelite people, the descendants of Parosh, 2,172, of Shephatiah, 372, of Arah, 775, of Pahath-Moab, namely the descendants of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812, of Elam, 1,254, of Zatu, 945, of Zakai, 760, of Benai, 642, of Bebai, 623, of Asgad, 1,222, of Adonikam, 666, of Bigvai, 2,056, of Adin, 454, of Ater, namely of Hezekiah, 98, of Bizai, 323, of Jorah, 112, of Hashum, 223, of Gibar, 95, of Bethlehem, 123, the people of Netophah, 56, of Anathoth, 128, the descendants of Azmaveth, 42, of Kiriatharim, Sapphira and Beeroth, 743, of Ramah and Geba, 621, the people of Michmas, 122, of Bethel and Ai, 223, the descendants of Nebo, 52, of Magbish, 156, of the other Elam, 1,254, of Harim, 320, of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725, of Jericho, 345, of Sena, 3,630, the priests, the descendants of Jedaiah of the house of Jeshua, 973, of Emir, 1,052, of Pashur, 1,247, of Harim, 1,017, the Levites, the descendants of Jeshua and Kadmiel, of the descendants of Hodaviah, 74. The singers, the descendants of Asaph, 128. The descendants of the gatekeepers, of Shalom, of Ater, of Talmon, of Akub, of Hatita, and of Shobai, in all 139. The temple servants, the descendants of Zaiha, Hashufa, Tabaoth, Keros, Sayaha, Padon, Lebana, Hagabah, Akub, Hegab, Shamlai, Hanan, Gidel, Gahar, Reiah, Rezin, Nekoda, Gazam, Uza, Paseah, Besai, Asna, Meonim, Nephism, Bakbuk, Hakufa, Harhur, Basluth, Mehida, Harsha, Barkos, Sisera, Tema, Nezia, and Hatifa. The descendants of Solomon's servants, Sotai, Hasophereth, Paruda, Ja'ala, Darkon, Gidel, Shephatiah, Hatil, Pokereth, Hazabaim, and Amai. All the temple servants and the descendants of Solomon's servants were 392. The following were those who came up from Tel Melah, Tel Harsha, Cherub, Adan, and Immer, though they could not prove their families or their descent, whether they belonged to Israel, the descendants of Deliah, Tobiah, and Nekoda, 652. Also of the descendants of the priests, the descendants of Habaiah, Hakoz, and Barzillai, who had married one of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite, and was called by their name. These looked for their entries in the genealogical records, but they were not found there, and so they were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor told them that they were not to partake of the most holy food until there should be a priest to consult Urim and Thummim. The whole assembly together was 42,360, besides their male and female servants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 200 male and female singers. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. As soon as they came to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, some of the heads of families made freewill offerings for the house of God to erect it on its site. According to their resources, they gave to the building fund 61,000 derricks of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priestly robes. The priests, the Levites, and some of the people lived in Jerusalem and its vicinity, and the singers, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants lived in their towns, and all Israel in their towns. Ezra chapter 3. When the seventh month came, and the Israelites were in the towns, the people gathered together in Jerusalem. Then Jeshua son of Jozadak, with his fellow priests, and Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel, with his kin, set out to build the altar of the God of Israel, to offer burnt offerings on it, as prescribed in the law of Moses the man of God. They set up the altar on its foundation, because they were in dread of the neighboring peoples, and they offered burnt offerings upon it to the Lord morning and evening. And they kept the festival of booths, as prescribed, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number, according to the ordinance, as required for each day, and after that the regular burnt offerings, the offerings at the new moon, and at all the sacred festivals of the Lord, and the offerings of everyone who made a freewill offering to the Lord. From the first day of the seventh month they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, but the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. So they gave money to the masons and the carpenters, and food, drink, and oil to the Sidonians and the Tyrians, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the sea, to Joppa, according to the grant that they had from King Cyrus of Persia. In the second year after their arrival at the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel and Jeshua son of Jozadak made a beginning, together with the rest of their people, the priests and the Levites and all who had come to Jerusalem from the captivity. They appointed the Levites, from 20 years old and upward, to have the oversight of the work on the house of the Lord. And Jeshua, with his sons and his kin, and Kadmiel and his sons, Binui and Hodaviah, along with the sons of Henadad, the Levites, their sons and kin, together took charge of the workers in the house of God. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments were stationed to praise the Lord with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals according to the directions of King David of Israel, and they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord. For he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever toward Israel. And all the people responded with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of families, old people who had seen the first house on its foundations, wept with a loud voice when they saw this house, though many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not distinguish the sound of the joyful shout from the sound of the people's weeping, for the people shouted so loudly that the sound was heard far away.